Ukraine security issue.
The armed forces of Ukraine are getting closer to complete liberation of the Kharkiv region from the Russian occupation. They liberated one more district center and more than 30 settlements in the regions. The Ukrainian army successfully continues active operations in several areas of the front. It is gradually taking control of new settlements. The Ukrainian flag is returning everywhere and protection for all Ukrainians. The president of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky stated this in his video message. Currently, fierce battles continue both in Donbas and in the south of Ukraine. The final turning point in the Russian-Ukrainian war will occur with the Russians losing two key cities, Luhansk and Donetsk. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the head of the Office of the President of Ukraine, stated this. An effective Ukrainian counter-offensive tells the world three things. Ukraine has proven that it is capable of deoccupying its territories. There will be no freezing of the conflict. Ukraine has proven that it can creatively and effectively use modern Western weapons, noted Mykhailo Podolyak.
Світ чітко розуміє, що, наприклад, немає ніяких юридичних підстав у Росії щось вимагати.
The world clearly understands that, for example, there is no legal basis for Russia to demand anything from Ukraine, and even more so from the world, our partners, given that Russia is attacking a sovereign state. And in this way, even Crimea today is considered by our partners as an absolutely legal territory, which we have the right to attack in the military sense of the word and turn back, said Mykhailo Podolyak. Currently, the Russian army does not stop shelling along the entire front line. The enemy inflicts missile strikes on Mykolaiv and Dnipropetrovsk regions. In the Donetsk region, 9 cities and communities came under the fire. Houses and infrastructure were damaged. At least one person was killed and another was injured. As a result of hostilities in Ukraine, more than 5,500 civilians died and more than 8,000 were injured. But the actual numbers are probably much higher, Matilda Bogner, head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, said. The mission has confirmed that since February the 24th, at least 416 people have been victims of arbitrary detention and enforced disappearance in territories occupied by the Russian Federation. If Russia stops fighting, there will be peace. But if Ukraine stops fighting, it will cease to exist as an independent state. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said this at the press conference. According to him, the war in Ukraine is entering a critical phase. Ukrainian forces managed to stop the Russian offensive in Donbas, strike back and take control of the territory again. Russia involved 80% of its ground forces in the war in Ukraine. Therefore, NATO allies should be ready to support Ukrainian troops in the long term, Stoltenberg added.
More than 80% of Russia's land forces are now dedicated to the war in Ukraine. So, of course, what happens there matters for the total capacity of Russia to pose any threat to any NATO allied country. So my first message to allies is that we welcome the unprecedented support. We are calling for even more support, and we urge them to dig deeper into the inventories, to the stocks, to continue to provide the supplies that Ukraine needs immediately.
Russian President Putin resorts to energy blackmail of Europe because the Russian army is not achieving its goals on the battlefield in Ukraine. This was stated by United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Putin thought he would divide and weaken NATO, but the alliance has become stronger, more cohesive and better resourced than ever before.
As Russia falls short of its battlefield aims and is increasingly isolated on the global stage, President Putin has turned to blunter tools to try to peel off support for Ukraine. He's weaponized energy against European countries, standing up to his aggression, raising the costs on families, on businesses, on entire nations. President Putin is betting that these actions will break the will of countries to stand with Ukraine. He's betting that the Kremlin can bully other countries into submission.
Said Antony Blinken. He also emphasized that Europe would be stronger if it depends less on the supply of energy resources from Russia, and the United States would help European countries that are faced with exorbitant heating costs. Another 5 ships left Ukrainian ports in the direction of African and European countries. This is reported by the Ministry of Infrastructure of Ukraine. 90,000 tons of Ukrainian agricultural products are on board since the departure of the first ship with Ukrainian food. 2.6 million tons of grain, corn and other products have already been exported. In total, 113 vessels with Ukrainian grain left Ukrainian ports for Asia, European and African countries. As it was reported earlier, on August 22 in Istanbul, as a result of the quadrilateral meeting of Ukraine, Turkey, the UN and Russia, 2 mirror agreements were concluded. According to them, grain and other foodstuffs are exported from the ports of Ukraine, which have been blocked by Russia since the beginning of the large-scale invasion of Ukraine.